karaoke at the Fox and Hound. I'm gonna make her scream. Sing and stand by me. Oh, 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 oh. Emerald Sweet City, cruising with the blues. A break from the rat race in the starlight room. Cue across the street, Bacardi in my glass. Offer me that microphone, I'll say yes, yes, yes. Sing and stand by me. Oh, oh, oh.
I'm Ann Eller right here with you this afternoon, getting ready for another blues cruise right here on the radio as we get ready for these great blues artists that are coming to town. We're trying to give you the flavor of the different blues artists, and we are looking forward to doing that right here with you on WCRS. That's 1450 AM on your radio dial. But you know you can tune us in all the way from California to Timbuktu. That's right. All you need to do is go to our website, WCRS1450AM.net. Click on Streaming Live on the microphone and you'll be in. You can do it on your computer. You can download the apps to hear us on your cell phone. That's right, your smartphone, whether an Android or iPhone. We've got those apps right there for you. Then after that, all you need to do is click on that pretty little app of that microphone and you'll be able to listen to Greenwood anytime that you'd like. But this afternoon, we got a great lineup for you, and part of that is because of the one and only Gary Irwin, Shrimp City Slim, who puts all these blues artists together. We're going to be hearing from the No Bull, well, that's not exactly their name, the John Bull Band, that's right. And the John Bull is a singer-harper player who once captained his own riverboat in Montgomery, Alabama. And so we're going to be talking about a true blues cruise on a riverboat. So looking forward to talking to him, playing a little of his music for you so you'll know more about him. Then we're going to talk to the Detroit Music Factory, the Planet D Nonette, Swinging the D, R.J. Spangler, who is co-founder of the Sun Messengers and then went on and has been Swinging the D, which stands for Detroit, for quite a while. We're going to be talking to him and his group coming up at, 4:35 maybe, I think. And then at 4:45, one of our local favorites all the way from Pelzer, South Carolina, Mac Arnold. So I have talked to Mac Arnold many times before, and I'm looking forward to talking to him as well as John Bull and R.J. Spangler. So you know you got to keep it right here, WCRS. Don't you go away. I've got music and artists calling in. Let's have a good time. We'll be right back.
Gold. Gold. More precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh, that's right. We're right here, Sharp Facets Gallery on the 72 bypass. Looks like the weather report was wrong this morning because we've had sunshine just about all day long, and it must be because the Festival of Discovery and Blues Cruise is coming to town. And I have somebody that is a no bull person. His name is John Bull on the line with us. How you doing today, John Bull?
Great, Ann. How you doing?
I'm doing really fine, really fine. Now, one of the things I always like to talk about with our artist is their past, what they've done. And I was looking over your bio and see that you once captained your own riverboat right out of Montgomery, Alabama.
That's right.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah, it is. Yeah. I think I don't do that anymore. I play mostly music, but that's a neat thing in my past. Yes.
So, how did you cross that bridge from being a riverboat captain to playing the blues?
Well, I started doing when I brought that riverboat to Montgomery, Alabama, in 1990. I started a blues cruise on Sunday evenings, and I bring in the best local and regional bands that I could find, and I got to be friends with these guys, and I was sort of an amateur, not so great player at the time, but I kept working at it and kept sitting in, and eventually started my own bands and playing with my own bands on the riverboat, and kept doing that year after year, and eventually that just kind of took over.
Well, and what do you play?
I play harmonica.
Harmonica. I tell you what, having had a couple of harmonica guys here in studio, that really, I always thought it was just a harmonica, but it must be, you must be obsessed. You probably have a whole collection, do you?
Well, it goes further than that. It started out one harmonica, then you get a bunch of harmonicas, and you need amplification. You want that old Chicago sound and the big old tube amps and that kind of thing, and that starts to it really begins to be a whole different animal once you start with all that. It goes from a little simple little toy to a major sound ordeal and a search for a sound and that kind of thing that isn't achievable just by the instrument itself.
And I guess you don't really take harmonica lessons, do you?
Well, you can, and some do, and years ago, I wish I had. It would have been a lot of shortcuts, but it's definitely the kind of instrument that many people have gotten to be very good at without formal lessons. Yeah,
I guess you just got to kind of feel it, huh?
Yeah, and you kind of got to have it in you, I think.
Yeah. So now you do not sing by yourself. You actually have a band, and you are going to be John Bull and Sheffield Walker. You're going
right.
to be there here in Greenwood. In fact, you're going to be Friday nights at the Mill House. That'll be a treat for you. Saturday at 11 o'clock, you're at the tent, so that's a good one. And then Saturday night, you are going to be at Buffalo Grill, another great location. But who
right.
else
I've
is
I've never even been to anywhere in that part of the country, and so I'm excited about that. And I kind of did a little research on these locations, and they look like a lot of fun, and so I'm looking forward to that. A little bit about my partner, I think, that you should know. He's very interesting. He's an older guy, and he back in 1968, speaking of harmonica players, he's my guitar player, that is. He and I are doing this as a duo. Anyway, Sheffield played with Slim Harpo, who, if anybody that's a big blues aficionado or especially a harmonica aficionado, they'd understand that name. And he recorded with him back in 1968 on a pretty popular tune, and it was the title cut of an album, Tippin' In. And he's played with Wilson Pickett and Isaac Hayes, and some done some really neat things over the years.
Wow! So how did you guys end up teaming up?
Well, in Montgomery, Alabama, there's over the years, we would work together here and there, and you know, these days there just aren't a. I mean, if you're really really into the to the blues, in right here, there's you're gonna know each other, and you're gonna find each other, and that's what we did.
That's pretty neat. So will it just be the two of you, or do you have
it
other
will.
Members?
For this, it'll just be that we play quite often, actually more with the two of us than we do as a band, and they both have their pluses.
So I'll bet it would be pretty interesting to ask Sheffield what he thinks of with doing all these good things in the past, how he thinks things have progressed for the blues. What do you think? I'm sure y'all talk about it.
We talk about it, and he really he's really happy to be working with me and doing the things that we're doing, because really he kind of is of the opinion that the blues is kind of a shadow of its former self, and we're kind of keeping it alive, and so he's excited about that. And for a number of years before he and I worked together, he kind of did a lot of gigs that he wasn't so proud of, playing a lot of music that he wasn't all that interested in.
Yeah, well, I guess you got to do what you got to do to pay the bills sometimes, huh?
That's right.
Now, let's see, one more question. So you'll be coming in here now. Do you travel overseas, or do you stay pretty much here in the U.S.?
I'd love to go to Europe or go overseas. We've never been. In fact, we stay pretty much in the Southeast. You know, our home state, Alabama, we get around the state a lot, get down to Florida sometimes, get over to Georgia. We played the International Blues Challenge, if you're familiar with that, in Memphis about a year ago. But for the most part, pretty much stay in the Southeast.
Well, you know, you are in for a real treat here. We're going to have 93. This is the biggest barbecue teams competing, 93 teams here in Greenwood. This is the first year we're doing this, but they're actually closing off Main Street. So this is going to be phenomenal, and 19 different blues bands are going to be here. So it is going to be all about it. You are going to be in the mix of a really big thing right here in Greenwood, South Carolina.
Well, I love some barbecue, too. I'm going to eat my weight in it, I think.
Well, that sounds great. Hey, you know, you're going to be at Mill House on Friday night. You are going to have a great time there. They have all kinds of brick oven bistro with pizzas, and they've got their own craft beers, and it's just going to be a great time for you down there at the Mill House. Saturday at the tent, they've got a brand new tent they've just putting up, and then
I saw a picture of the stage. What they're doing? That looks. Like fun, looks great.
Yeah, and then Saturday at Buffalo Grill, you're going to have a great time there. So listen, I really appreciate you calling in. I got three songs here. I want to play one of them. I kind of like that JB's Boogie. What do you think?
Let's go. Ann, am I going to see you over the weekend?
Absolutely. I'll be, you're going to be there Friday night at Mill House. I am actually doing a blues crawl all over Uptown between 6 and 9, and Mill House is on our trek, so we will see you Friday night.
Great. Make sure and say hello.
I certainly will. Thanks for calling in this afternoon. We're going to hear JB's Boogie as we go to the news. Thanks so much, John Bull, for calling us.
Thanks for having me.
All righty. Thank you.
That's JB's Boogie right here. That's John Bull right now. Time for South Carolina News. We'll be back. Don't you go away.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
Hey, that's right. This is live radio, folks. Hey, I'm Ann Eller right over here, Sharp Facets Gallery this afternoon. Just got to see the T-shirts that they are going to have for the Festival of Discovery and Blues Cruise 2013. They are phenomenal, folks. Everybody's going to want at least one, maybe two, and maybe you'll pick up an extra few for gifts there. We're going to actually have some of those, I believe, for Friday afternoon giveaway, Friday 4 to 5, so you want to make sure you tune in to win a T-shirt along with all the other great prizes that we'll have. But right now, it is my great pleasure to introduce to you R.G. Spangler. He is with the Planet D Nonet. How do you say that?
I am with the Planet D Nonet, but I'm not bringing that band to town for this weekend. I'm going to be with my blues group called R.J. Spangler's Blues 4.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, this is the information I had in my folder. I'm sorry. But so how did you get into playing the blues?
Well, you know, like I suppose other, you know, white kids from the suburbs like myself, back in the 70s, I had some, you know, Eric Clapton records and some Allman Brothers records. And, you know, you see on there, the Allman Brothers recorded a B.B. King medley and Statesboro Blues you know, stuff like that, tunes by T-Bone Walker, and you wonder, who is this Jimmy Reed? So I started buying their records as a kid, and that really introduced me to the blues. And then as a young man, a bunch of us that were listening to these records and practicing our instruments together actually met an African-American gentleman named Gordon who took us over to his house and played records for us and rehearsed us, and he played piano and sang. And we would play little parties with this guy. So we learned how to play the blues from an actual blues man, you know? And that was my introduction to playing the blues. And then over the years, I've played with, you know, many, many great blues artists. I've played the Chicago Blues Festival many times. I've played throughout Europe, United States, and Canada, you know, playing world-class blues guitar players and singers like Alberta Adams and Johnny Bassett and people like that. And I've had a kind of good time doing it.
Well, you know, I think you're very fortunate to be able to travel and do this, huh?
Yes, it's been pretty darn good, yes. I've been very fortunate. I'm blessed.
Yeah, so have you ever been to Greenwood before?
I've never been to Greenwood. I've been to South Carolina many times.
Many times?
But never to Greenwood. It's my first time.
Okay. Well, you are really going to enjoy it. We've got 93 barbecue teams that will be competing here. They're closing off Main Street, so this is going to be a huge phenomenon going on here, and you're going to be here, and you're going to be in a great venue. You are going to be at the Sundance Gallery Friday night from 9 to midnight, and then appearing on Saturday at the CenturyLink Main Stage from 2 to 3:15. And then you'll have some time to cruise around and partake of all the good stuff going on here.
That's my plan, yes. I plan on checking out this barbecue that you're talking about and getting one of these T-shirts, too.
Absolutely. Now, you live in Chicago?
I live in Detroit.
Oh, Detroit, sorry.
Yeah, and I'm bringing a great lady blues singer named Cece Collins. She toured Europe with the Supremes, and she's going to come along and sing some great blues tunes with us. And I have a fine young guitar player named Ralph Tope, who is a great blues and jazz guitar player. And then our keyboard player, who used to live here, he now lives in Maryland. So he'll meet us. He'll drive in and meet us at the job. And he is a world-class blues and jazz piano player and organist. He's recorded with Coco Taylor and Fenton Robinson and Roy Buchanan, and you know, any of your listeners that are serious blues fans are going to know of these artists and maybe even heard these records. He's on "Lonely a Dime" with Fenton Robinson, you know, which is was a big hit for Boss Gags and so forth. So, yeah, Bill's an amazing, amazing piano player and singer and organist, and he'll meet us there, and the four of us will convene and do what we do.
Well, that's going to be phenomenal. Now, do y'all ever? I'm just curious because I've talked to so many artists that have gone to Europe to perform. Do you ever go to Europe to perform?
Many times.
Many times. Find the audiences
yes.
different over there than here in the USA.
Yes and no. I would say, you know, that anywhere you go, you're going to see some rabid fans, people who have your records and they come ready for you to sign the booklets and so forth, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And those people over in Europe, but also those people in Europe, maybe you're playing at a series in some little town that's a subscription cultural series. So they come every other week or every month or whatever that series has, and they come to see a blues band one night from America, and another back a few weeks later and they're watching a Balkan band or something like that, you know? So what I mean, some people are just culturally interested people, mm-hmm. you know? And some people are rabid fans. Oh, there you go.
Well, you know, one of the things that I've always been told, though, is people in Europe just really concentrate on the music, and whereas here in the States we seem to listen to the music, but we're also carrying on conversations and doing other stuff.
Oh, well, yeah, that's somewhat true. In Europe, you come over, generally, most European tours that I've done, either you play an hour, hour and a half on a festival stage where they come to hear the music, so they're pretty serious about it. Or you play, like I said, in some sort of a subscription series,
mm-hmm.
or maybe a blues night at a bar where it's a special concert. It's just not another, like, just another night with a blues band in the corner like you might see in America.
Sure.
And so it's an event because there's, you know, people are coming from America, so they want to, made a point to come and see this. So, yes, they tend to pay attention, and they tend to be little short-focused events. You know, you come there, you set up, there's nobody in the hall. Then you get some food, and you come back, and the place is full. You play 2 one-hour sets in between, you sell some CDs. When you're done in the night, as you're packing up, you turn around, the audience is gone. They came, they saw, they went, you know. So, they're seriously interested, though, yes.
Well, that's pretty cool. Well, I know once you come here to Greenwood and see what we have to offer here, you'll want to come back next year and the year after. You're absolutely going to be in a really, really fine venue right there at Sundance Gallery, so I know you'll love it there. And performing on stage will certainly get you out there in front of a whole lot of people out there because it's going to be probably pretty warm and people will be milling around. So we welcome you to Greenwood.
How long do you think it's going to be?
How long do I think what's going to be?
How warm?
Oh, probably in the mid-80s, maybe into the 90s. I don't know, but that's probably where we'll be.
It's 89 right here in Detroit, so, okay, I'm ready.
You're ready?
I'm ready.
Well, listen, I did want to play a song of yours, and I was thinking about Mr. Gentle, Mr. Cool. Would that be a good choice?
Mr. Gentle, Mr. Cool. Well, yeah, you're playing something from the Planet D,
right,
which is not the band I'm bringing.
Well, you know, that was the only CD I think I got.
Well, hey, Mr. Gentle, Mr. Cool is a fine song. It's a tune by Duke Ellington. It's a blues,
right.
But it's not a traditional blues. It's a jazzy blues.
Well, yeah. So would that be okay to play?
I recorded it, so I love it.
Okay. Well, here you go. I'm going to play Mr. Gentle, Mr. Cool, and I tell you, R.J. Spangler, so thanks so much for calling in with us this afternoon. We are sure looking forward, and hopefully I'll get to see you when I'm cruising around Friday night doing my blues crawl all over Greenwood between 6 and 9.
If you're there, please come and say hello. I'm a big guy. I'll play the drums.
All right. We'll be looking forward to it. Thanks so much. Here's Mr. Gentle, Mr. Cool, R.J. Spangler. Thanks for calling in.
from our sponsors, RJ Spangler. So looking forward to seeing him. He'll be at the Sundance Gallery Friday night, and I think he'll be a little more bluesy than what I had here. But, hey, looking forward to it. So don't you go away. We'll be right back.
Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of...
This year will be a simpler year. One fine gift to last a lifetime from Mother Earth with love. A diamond to light the way and create the energy to keep your love alive. Only at Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72 Greenwood, 229-6276.
Too far, let's keep the truth out of sight. We gotta stop this fighting, fussing and hate. We need to come together before it's too late. I ain't sugarcoat.
Let me tell you, I ain't sugarcoating it, but I got an original right here with me, Mac Arnold from Pelzer, South Carolina. How you doing today?
I'm feeling wonderful. How are you today?
I'm doing great. I was kind of grooving to the music. Forgot I was supposed to be talking to you.
It's just me in that frame of mind also.
Well, tell me, you told me you are up in Greenville. They got a special art show going on for you?
Yes, a photographer named Brian Kelly. He decided to put an exhibit up on Mac Arnold, documenting the life and legacy of Mac Arnold.
That's you.
He's been following me around over 9 years, and he's taken numerous pictures. So he decided to do an exhibit here at the Village Studios and Gallery at 1278 Pelham Street in West Greenville, South Carolina. It's a brand new arts district.
Wow. Well, that's quite an honor.
Yes, it really is.
You know, though, when I was reading over your bio here, Mac, you have played with some of the greats. You have traveled around. You know, when you look back over your life, what do you consider some of the hugest moments?
Well, playing with the old roots blues musicians such as Muddy Waters and John Lee Hooker and numerous other musicians that were really popular before the 60s. And I had a great opportunity to join them in the 60s and do some recordings with several of the groups.
That's too cool. I mean, did you realize you were in greatness when you were on the stage with them?
Not the full impact at that time, because I was the kind of kid that just wanted to play.
Yeah.
I fell in love with the blues, and when I got a chance to play with the greats, I just got on the stage and played. It was not such an impact as much as it is today that I can really appreciate and respect music from a different point of view.
Sure. What do you think of where the blues is headed today?
I think it's on its way to the sky. So many people is reverting back to the blues again. So I think we have a great outlook on the future for blues.
Yeah. Well, I certainly hope so, because it's America's music.
Sure it is.
Yeah, and, you know, and I think sometimes when we think about music, we don't realize that it is America's music, and it is such a treasure to be able to hear it and hear it played well. I was reading over your bio here and saw that you played with James Brown.
Yes. Yes. We play all over the place nowadays. Also, we play all over the United States and Europe. In fact, we have a trip planned for October this year. Last week of October, and we'll be in Europe for about 29 days.
29 days? That's a big tour.
Yes. It sure is.
Well, how are you feeling? You've been around for a long time.
I feel real good. This is my 61st year of playing music, and as you know, I played some gasoline can guitars that I built. And I've been playing music the 61 years, and those gasoline cans, they came about in 1946 from my brother Leroy. He wanted a guitar, and my father wouldn't buy him a guitar. So he decided to make a guitar. When my father wasn't home, he took one of his gas cans and created the guitar. He took it to school and got in the contest with it and won first place. And I was excited about it. I was just a toddler. But by the time I was 10 years old, I was playing his guitar. And at 15, I was playing professionally.
Wow.
So, I've been out there a long time and played with a lot of people.
You know, I do a show on Saturday morning where we play classic country, and I talk about the artists and whatnot, and it always amazes me at what young ages that they either had their own radio show, they were yes. on a radio show. It's just yes. phenomenal.
Yes,
that's
true.
And I would have to say that has to be your story, too. I mean, 15 years old.
Definitely.
Yeah. So you're still traveling, you're still playing, and you live in Pelzer, South Carolina. That's where you're from originally, is that right?
Yes, that's where I'm from originally.
Wow.
A subsidiary of Greenville.
Subsidiary of Greenville. Well, how long is that show going to be up there in Greenville going on?
It will be posted all the way to the end of the month.
Till the end of July.
End of July.
End of July. Wow.
Yes.
Well, when you come,
we're playing this event on the 20th of July.
Wow, I would love to be able to come to that and yeah. see you there. That would be so cool.
Oh, it would be wonderful to have you here.
Well,
I would like to have a bunch of people here. We're doing this event to benefit my nonprofit, which is called I Can Do Anything Foundation. And you can find that at ICanDoAnythingFoundation.org. And it's to benefit the preservation of music and arts in our public schools.
Wow, I'm going to have to talk to you some more. I'd love to be able to help you promote that. That sounds terrific, Mac.
I appreciate you very much.
Sure. Do you have a website on that?
Yes. The website is ICanDoAnything.org.
Okay.
If you have difficulty getting online with that, just log on to MacArnold.com, and it will take you right through the steps to get to I Can Do Anything Foundation.
Wow, that is terrific. Well, we're going to have to we'll have to get together on that and talk about that some more. Right now, right here, we are in Greenwood, South Carolina. You are coming to town. Looks to me like you have a premier location to be playing at Thursday night, 8 to 11, at the Sundance Gallery. You were here. You've been here before now here in Greenwood.
Yes, we were there probably 3 years ago. And we played at the Sundance Gallery then. Hey, it's a lot of fun at that gallery. I like that.
Absolutely. Hey, you know, I'm looking at a picture of you with your gas can guitar.
Yes.
That's pretty cool. You're on WCRS right here in Greenwood. Mac Arnold, Plateful of Blues. I am sure looking forward. Hope we get to see you Thursday night. If I don't get to see you, I definitely want to hook up, and I would love to help you promote ICanDoAnything.org by keeping the arts and music in the schools. as we go out of here, I think I'm going to play Country Man for my listeners here. I certainly appreciate you calling in today, Mac Arnold.
Thank you very much, and I appreciate you and 1450 AM.
There you go. Thanks so much, Mac. I'll be talking to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Dara. Anytime.
All righty. This Country Man, and he will be at, Mac Arnold will be at Sundance Gallery. You know, we've had a few calls come in. I just want to say this as we finish up here. We've had a lot of calls actually come in this afternoon. People wanting to know how they can find out the schedule. One of the good things that the Index Journal has done a schedule of all the things going on, and I'm sure you can get those Uptown Greenwood at any of the various locations, and I'm sure you can, I know you can also go online to Festival of Discovery right there online and make sure, actually it's greenwoodbluescruise.com. greenwoodbluescruise.com is one of the venues, Festival of Discovery, and of course check it out on Facebook, and you can also sign up for Twitter and get all the little bleeps and tweets that'll tell you what's going on. Hey, I'm Ann Eller, just having a blast here, being able to talk to these great artists that are coming here to Greenwood. Certainly hope you are enjoying the show. Tomorrow we've got more, and also tomorrow at 5:05, after we finish with the Blues Cruise, we are going to actually hear from Senator Tim Scott is calling us live on the air. But let's hear a little Country Man by the one and only Mac Arnold, right here on WCRS. That's Country Man. I'll play a little of that. Hey, do we really want to hear the news? Let's hear some music instead.
I'm a country man. I'm a farmer. Southern sanctified. I'm a lover. I'm a keeper. Way over 65. I'm a country man. Willie Nelson on my jukebox. Driveway made of dirt and rock. I'm a country man. I got murder in my veins.
The legendary Mac Arnold right here on WCRS. That was Country Man. We're going to just skip the news. Now we got to hear a word from our sponsors, and I'm going to give it up. So thanks so much for listening today. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow afternoon. We'll be doing a same thing right here on WCRS. Bye-bye, everybody.